is all about the Blue Lamp. Same time tomorrow night, 10:45. The producer of the series is Beatty Rubens.
It's the last but one night of the BBC Proms, and for 2011, a chance to celebrate the extraordinary musicianship of Sir John Eliot Gardner. Hot Foot from the Opéra Comique in Paris, Berlioz's rarely heard revamp of Weber's Der Freischütz can be heard live on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow night. Join me, Martin Handley, for this very famous overture and everything that goes after it, tomorrow night from 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. And now Late Junction, presented by Nick Luscombe.
Welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, starting off with a debut release from young Scottish producer Beaumont. That was Tokyo from the Blush Response EP. And coming up, we got music from Norway's Splash Girl, Electronica from Estonia, and a collaboration of musicians from Berlin and Nairobi. And this, perhaps best described as just spooky, new folk music from Liverpool's super talented Laura J. Martin, featuring Buck 65 with Kiss by Goodnight.
Provide ignite and subside. The braided roots twist, wind tight and collide. See a thing, can't fight, I'm defenseless. Kiss by goodnight to my senses.
Slumber licks up those unspoken words.
Beautifully wounded and bleeding right through. Greedy like me, greedy like you.
Thank you.
From Out of Mind, recorded at the Finnish Broadcasting Company studio in Helsinki and released on Ricky Tick Records in 2009. That's the Olli Ajajärvi trio with Timbuktu. And before that, Backdoor Rumble from La Boutique Fantastique, a musical collective led by Rotterdam-based producers Tishman Bergmans and Moritz Gosens. And we travel to Angola now, music from Africa Show. This is Masanga Mama.
Thank you. 3 kärryn pyörää, silmäni suljin, mutta niin, pian kuin alkoikin. Jo kaipasin ääntä tuttujen kahleiden. Thank you.
Good to hear that again. A great little single from a few years ago by Brooklyn's Department of Eagles, remixed by Tongue. That was Sailing by Night. And before that, music from TV Rez's Stories, eponymous album released on Finland's Phonal record label. And it's hard to believe that the Leaf label isn't that far away from its 20th anniversary. It started back in 1994 and since then has released quality records from the likes of Fortet, Caribou, A Hawk and a Hacksaw, Polar Bear and Susuma Yokota, to name a few. A brilliant achievement and plenty more to come, including a brand new album from Swedish duo Roll the Dice. Their new album, In Dust, features this track, Calling All Workers.
Thank you.
Treated drum machine from the 74-78 Attic Tapes box set of Cabaret Voltaire rarities, recorded in 1975. Add a little sub-bass to that and it could pass for a present-day record. A couple of tracks from Estonia now, a country I've been lucky enough to visit on a couple of occasions back in 2000. I remember being really impressed by the unique and organic sounding productions coming out of the country, partly driven by the lack of expensive computer technology. Have a listen to these recordings from around 2002, starting off with Galactalon and Teki Taya. Thank you. featuring electronic production from Barbaritz and guitar from Pastakis from their 2002 album on Covey Records, a piece of music called Mangulev. And before that, Galaklan with Teki Taya, both tracks recorded in Tallinn almost 10 years ago. And present-day music from London's Mozzie Green now. This is Sharks.
Don't leave.
Mozzie Green with the epic Sharks from their Robots EP. And it's Nick Luscombe here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. And one of my favourite record labels at the moment is Not Not Fun from the US, from LA. And best described as psychedelic, I suppose, in many ways, but reaching into areas of dance music and alternative sounds as well. One for the collectors for their fine vinyl releases. This is from 956, the album from Peaking Lights, or The Sun That Shines.
Thank you. looking forward to doing anything today. But they seem so determined to get in my way. Not gonna, not gonna put my iron back up against that wall. So now when I walk, I keep my eyes right shut on the floor. Cause if you look up once, it's only in the faces of the people who be wanting more. But not gonna, not gonna put my iron back up against that wall. You can try all you want, but I ain't ever gonna back up against that wall. Just want you to learn your lines, boy, so you can get ahead. But I tried and I tried and I failed, so I got to use myself instead. But you know I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. Time and again I roll them dice just to try to stay in line. Cause if you keep your head down, work hard, it might just bite you a little more time. Not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. To the floor. If you can see their legs and you know who's gonna stand on, who's gonna fall. I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. I don't like them bullet holes up against them worn out walls. I don't like the stains on the floor from the people who've been here before. But you know I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. I'm not gonna, not gonna put my eye back up against that wall. You can try all you want, man, yeah, you can try all you want. You can try all you want, but I ain't ever gonna back up against that wall.
New music sounding very much out of time. I'm always imagining hearing that with some good old-fashioned vinyl pop and crackles. Liz Green with The War, and before that from Wisconsin, but sounding very West Coast, Peaking Lights with All the Sun That Shines. And Christian Promise drum lesson now, covering music from Milan-based band The Dining Rooms. This is Tunnel. The sound of Rafferty, who recently graduated with a degree in classical music composition and has spent time since then preparing his debut EP for Ninja Tune Records, which includes that track, You Could Be Forgiven for Thinking That. Back in February, I went to Norway's Bilan Festival, and my musical highlight was seeing the local band Splash Girl. I convinced them to come and perform at a recent night in Soho, and they ended up playing a 90-minute set. The trio were totally drained after what was their longest ever performance, but they loved it, as did the audience, and I'm hoping they'll be back again to play very soon once they've got their strength back. From the brand new album Pressure, this is Splash Girl, Concerning This Square. Thank you. Inch Time, who played a very nice set at Cafe Otto here in London last month, alongside live music from Circle Traps, who you may have heard me feature last week on Late Junction. Incidentally, the playlist from tonight's show and previous shows, you can find them all on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Music now from a compilation featuring collaborations between a number of well-known German electronic producers and musicians based in Nairobi. From BLNRB, Berlin, Nairobi, welcome to the Madhouse. This is 16 Away. From BLNRB, welcome to the Madhouse. That was 16 Away, featuring Jacuzzi, Just a Band and Michel Ongaru. And many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. I'll leave you with this from one of the founding fathers of modern jazz in Argentina, saxophonist Chivo Berraro, The Invasion of the Monks. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For this opening hour or so tonight, we have a visit to the 2010 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival. The festival's aim being to put Chopin in the context of his contemporaries and forebears, distant forebears in the case of this concert. The players are Il Giardino Armonico, their director is Giovanni Antonini, and their programme's built around Renaissance and Baroque sonatas and chaconnes by Merula, Schmelzer, Telemann, Vivaldi. And first, Giovanni Battista Fontana. Fontana was a leading figure in the early development of the sonata, most of them published, like this one, in Venice in 1641, a decade after his death.
Thank you.
Music by the Italian composer and violinist Giovanni Battista Fontana, whose life and work is shrouded in mystery. That was the Sonata No. 16 from a set of Fontana sonatas published in Venice in 1641. The players are Il Giardino Armonico, and staying in 17th century Italy, they turn now to Tarquinio Merula, an organist and violinist from the centre of violin making, Cremona. This is a Ciaccona for two violins. The Ciaccona for two violins and continuo, Opus 12, by Merula, who was a generation on from Monteverdi. Il Giardino Armonico now in this concert, and music by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, who in the 17th century was Kapellmeister at the Vienna court. One of Schmelzer's contemporaries dubbed him the famous and nearly most distinguished violinist in all Europe. How disheartening to be considered nearly the best violinist. This is a sonata of his for three violins. The Sonata in D for three violins and continuo by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. The performers Il Giardino Armonico at the 2010 Chopin and his Europe Music Festival in Warsaw. And we hear them now in music by Georg Philipp Telemann. I see Telemann's been described as the greatest composer who didn't write a tune everyone knows. But he wrote a great many that most probably people would be very happy to know, and here are a good few of them now. This Telemann Sonata includes parts for two Schaums, a double reed forerunner of the oboe.